show the
deadpan.
Behold!
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Under my neck, listening, I'm guys just McCombie. Now they'll hear us.
Sorry about that. Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 98. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, aka the shark that caught all the basketballs. So this should be an interesting episode. I got a bunch of good content from you guys, and it's all very much appreciated. And I have some stuff of my own that, I guess we'll get to it when we get to it. But since this is episode 98, we'll use that number to make you feel old. That's right, 1998 was 10 years ago. Hell, it's even longer if you're listening to this episode way in the future. But holy crap, please, someone, go back to 1998, find the 1998 version of me, and slap me silly.
This ought to teach him.
Evening, Brownie. How about you step away from the axe?
I am not a brownie. I am a fae.
Fae? Wait a second. Robin Goodfellow.
Ah, so you know of Peck the Trickster.
Yeah, I know you. Acrianus, the Giddy Galleon, a dice game. Remember me?
Oh. Billy Bob Beddings. Of course.
Kind of rude, don't you think, to come calling on an old friend from the stomping grounds and just help yourself to his weapons. Sounds like trouble.
Well, you started it.
Beg your pardon?
You stole a scribe's birthday. My cousin's scribe. The Dark Goddess isn't pleased you're releasing your new adventure on 080808.
That's why the promo's called Billy's Crazy Eights Shifter. August 8th is when The Case of the Pitcher's Pendant is out on Amazon.com, and I'm looking for listeners to give up the greenbacks for the dwarf detective.
Well, are we feeling a bit full of ourselves, Scrappy? Or perchance you do not know that Digital Magic, the sequel to Chasing the Bard, will also be available for purchase on August 8th. Happy birthday, Pip!
Two sequels to two award-nominated books available on the same date? Like I said, sounds like trouble.
Yes, double trouble.
On August 8th, 2008, show your support for the Dwarf Detective, the Fae Trickster, and podcast fiction. Purchase your copies of The Case of the Pitcher's Pendant by T. Morris and Digital Magic by Philippa Ballantyne on Amazon.com. We've seen the days of the FDO and Palm's Daddy. Now comes 8808, the day of double trouble.
All right, so we're working together. Behave.
You think you can make me?
I got Beatrice here. What do you got? Not bad, Shifter. Not bad.
The best way to take our minds off the smell of burning flesh is to begin tonight.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Hi, this is Scrumple Scientist, and I'm calling with the contents of the radioactive material fridge in my lab. This fridge's got a lot of crap in it. Okay, I've got one 900 milliliter bottle of vitamin solution, and it needs to be filtered, but it's from 2004, so I guess I'll just chuck that. I've got to make a new solution. There's a biotin primary stock solution, a primary stock solution with vitamin B12, a culture medium, I guess it's agar, trace metal primary stock solution. Let's see, we've got a buffer solution here, pH 10, and a pH 4 buffer solution. Okay, we got leftover RB experiment. I guess that's rubidium. Not rubidium. Ugh, anyway.
Inconceivable!
Okay, we've got more culture medium. And we've got 6 plates of copepods on the fridge. That need to maintain a -4 degrees Celsius temperature, which is probably means that these things have gone bad now.
Yeah, what's in AFNet? AFNet, something I'm gosh, just gonna get sorry. You're listening to Jack Mangett's Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
All right, so in the last Deadpan episode, we opened up the voting and we played this little game where we took a look at Gilligan's Island and voted for who would make the geekiest replacements for the cast. Yeah, the more I think about it, the more of a fucking dork I feel like. But anyway, we did some voting and we got some results. So let's go now live to our SurveyMonkey page and we will examine the results of your voting. And we didn't get a whole lot of, we didn't get as many votes for this as we did for some of the movies. So apparently some of you were too cool to take this poll. Anyway, the first question was, who would make the geekiest replacement for Ginger? And between the choices of Inara from Firefly, Mary Jane Watson Parker, or 7 of 9, Inara from Firefly was actually the winner. We had one other suggestion, and that was a good one. Kelly LeBrock as Lisa from Weird Science. So there's your Ginger. For Marianne, between Kaylee of Firefly again, Arwen from Lord of the Rings, or Slave Girl Princess Leia. Kaylee from Firefly, again with the Firefly geekage here. And our two suggestions, Yeoman Rand, Star Trek Old School, and Daphne of Scooby-Doo. Moving right along, for the Skipper, our choices were William Shatner, old man William Shatner from Priceline.com commercials, that ambassador guy with the crazy hair from Babylon 5, Zed, killer of Brutals. And this voting was a little bit closer, but old William Shatner won. And who's our other suggestion? There's only one, and that was for the Master Blaster from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. The next one for the Professor, our choices were Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four, Doc Emmett Brown from Back to the Future, and the winner of this category, narrowly edging out his competition, was Doctor Who, the Tom Baker generation. God, this is so fucking geeky. So our other three suggestions were Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, excellent, David Hewlett, who's Rodney on Stargate Atlantis, and Data. And winning in a landslide for the black guy on Gilligan's Island. And of course, there was no black guy on Gilligan's Island except for the Harlem Globetrotters, but that was just for one special. In a landslide, Samuel L. Jackson beat out Detective Harris and Ford Prefect from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But our other suggestions were we had Captain Sisko or the bounty hunter dude from Serenity. S. Jackson, but only from Pulp Fiction, otherwise see above. O.J. Simpson, Flip Wilson, or Terrence Howard. And actually, I had heard that someone was going to suggest Geordi, which also would have worked. But anyway, Samuel L. Jackson wins that.
Motherfucker!
For the Howls.
A millionaire and his wife.
Miracle Max and his wife from The Princess Bride win in a landslide over Crow T. Robot and Tom Servo, Tom Bombadil and Willow, or the write-in suggestions, Mr. Universe and his robot wife, again with the Firefly, or Uncle Owen and Anut Baru. I guess they meant aunt. All right, bear with me. We're almost through this. The special guest star between Mechagodzilla, that naked chick from Ghost in the Shell, and my old D&D character. Again, it was close, but that naked chick from Ghost in the Shell wins. We actually had 4 write-in suggestions. Spherical Tomy, in parentheses, hey, there was no plug for it yet. Cool. Thank you. R2-D2 and C-3PO, of course. 3 is the ghost of Carlin, or the 4th write-in suggestion for the special guest star is That naked chick from 13 Ghosts. All right, finally we've reached the end of this. The geekiest Gilligan possible. Between Weird Al Yankovic, Neil Peart of Rush, or Paul Rubens, better known as Pee Wee Herman before he became a porn fiend, Weird Al Yankovic wins, getting 63.6% of the vote. But we had 5 write-ins for this one. We had 1 was Adric from Doctor Who, 2 is Bill Gates, 3 Ace Ventura, 4 Jack Mangan. Who the fuck said that? Number 5, Jon Stewart. So there you go. We have our cast, and I guess either we'll think of something to do with this, or we'll just let it die. Thanks to everyone who did vote, except for that motherfucker who voted me as the geekiest Gilligan replacement possible. And yeah, that's it. I think we've had enough here.
Gilligan, why don't you stop that?
Motherfucker!
Mangan! You've really got your shit together!
Jack Mangan!
You've got your shit together!
Circle Tomy, 16 pieces at a time.
Dark moon fire, each story is divine.
Mangan,
you've got your shit together.
Stolen from the 80s.
From the 80s.
Hey, Mr. Mangan, got you some lyrics. Fell out the back of the 80s truck.
I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man over my shoulder. Waiting for an invitation to arrive. Going to a party where no one's still alive. I was struck by lightning, walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming. Leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door. Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party.
I'm going down to a place tonight to see if I can get a taste tonight. A taste of something warm and sweet that shivers your bones and rises to your heat. I'm going down to a place tonight. The damp and hungry place tonight. Should all the stars shine in the sky, they couldn't outshine your sparkling eyes. But it's so hard to be the one to touch and tease and to do it all for fun. But it's too much for a young heart to take, 'cause hearts are the easiest things you could break. And I talk to the filth and I walk to the door. I'm knee-deep in myself, but I want to get more of that stuff. Of that stuff. Some candy talking. Talk. And I want some candy talking. Some candy talk. I love the way she's walking. I love the way she's talking. It's just the way she's walking. It's just the way she's talking. And I need all that stuff. Give me some of that stuff. I want your candy. I want your candy. And that was some candy talking by the Jesus and Mary Chain, and that's found on the album Psycho Candy.
Hello, this is Amy Bowen. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way.
All right, so I've been recording sketches, if you will, just basically sitting in front of the cheap-ass computer running Audacity with the cheap-ass microphone. And just doing live recordings. Not even multi-track, just live recordings. These were never really, truly intended for any other human ears. But if you'll forgive that part of it, if you'll forgive the lousy sound quality and the playing fuck-ups and all the fuck-ups, then I hope you'll bear with me. I've decided to share these with a few thousand of my closest friends. I have a whole bunch. There are probably only going to be 2 in this episode. So let's get through the first one, which is called Candlelight. Holy crap, I feel all embarrassed about this. But, yeah, here it goes. ¶¶
sunrise, sunshine, filtering warmth in my arms, the dawn, we will choose again.
This is Ed from Texas. Fry up your brains on Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Would you like fries with that?
I need you to listen, Jack. I don't have much time, Jack.
Call it a joke, a twist of fate, that after Max had endured hours of Wheelie's rambling wet dream scenarios in the Veterans Hospital, Leah should, years later, have an affair with Trigg, the realtor in a wheelchair. Steak in the basket was what Max called Trigg. Leah had made it her practice to alert Max to her love affairs, and to give Max the names and descriptions of all business associates she was planning to see during the week. Max did not ask, but Leah had done this as a courtesy to Max. It was also a precaution. Leah did not want the security men to shoot a business client or a new lover. From Almanac of the Dead by Leslie Marmon Silko.
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. That was 1 Corinthians 13, stolen from the Bible.
Let's see, there's Chandler Mudd in here from the last experiment we ran. There's a Phytofix 3 solution here. And we've got glycerin, adenine, pyrene. Let's see. Let's see, we've got an ART-328 amino acid mixture here in stock solution. We've got 1,12-15 glucose, glutamic acid. We've got, we've got pyrene here. We've got leucine. That's ART-140A. We've got sulfate solution here, another buffering solution, pH 7. And we've got a magnesium oxide solution, a calcium chloride solution here, and another bottle of calcium chloride solution. I'm not sure why we have that. So that is the content of the radioactive fridge. Have a good day.
All right, we're leaving unpanned two very good dumbass memories, and I actually have an 18-minute voicemail from Scott from Kalamazoo. It's actually a very good one, and it's very smart, and it has to do with the Deadpan is the Way theme, which I'm always happy to get those, because, you know, obviously that's something that's needed around here, huh? So anyway, this has been a Deadpan. Oh, crap. Wait, there's something else to do. That's right. We're not actually bringing the spoons back, but we are bringing back the greasy jelly bean jar. And so you can bear with me for a second while I click around and get our official. I'm going to declare it a little bit early tonight, and you'll soon see why it doesn't matter. Our official GJB count totals for the evening are 736. We had 736 nipples in the past week, which is fantastic. We had set a goal for 500, and we went way, way past it. So thank you. You all did a great job, but Vandamond truly answered the call. We should set a target for next week, since 500 got us that far. Let's just say 444. 444. There's our comment goal for the week. But so, okay, we had 736. Our predictions for this week, we had 611, 731, and 637 were our three predictions. So obviously 731 was the closest, and it doesn't matter how many more come up in the next 2 hours, 731 will always be the closest. That was Retro. Retro had the biggest. And so there you go, Retro. You get another greasy point, and I don't know, I probably owe you a pancake or something by now. All right, enough babbling. We have time for one more raw, rough, live, mistake-riddled, shitty, rough draft recording. And again, you know, I cringe at the fuck-ups that show up here and there throughout the file. But hopefully you'll hear the song through the mess. So this one is called All Beautiful Things. And with that, I'm going to leave deadpan. We'll see you on number 99, or possibly even before that on The Unt Show. Until then, be sure to go to bed in the Great Green Room. And hey, don't taint me, bro. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Send me your stuff, sphericaljackm@gmail.com, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. Almost forgot that. Send me content, please. Please, please. Just like the stuff you've heard, or your own ideas. And anyway, I can't end this fucking thing. I am not coming back after the music. All Beautiful Things. Deadpan 98, out.
not the ache. Slow solitude, to bitter silence in the absence of you. Beauty is wings, we tame the sky. Beautiful things must die. Thank you.